Okay, we'll call to order the February 3rd meeting of the Town of Curie Beach Historic Preservation Commission. We should note that we have two members that are not here. David Garceau, who has resigned, but I believe he said he was going to be here for our February meeting online, but he is not online. And we also have Tony Garbe, who is not present. So shall we excuse both of them? Okay, I'll make a motion to excuse both those members from the meeting tonight. Is there a second? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so we do have a quorum of three people tonight. All right, first item on the agenda is adoption of the agenda. Is there a motion to adopt the agenda? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, second item is to, we have two sets of minutes. We have the January 6th regular meeting and the January 6th special meeting. So first item is adoption or approval of the, an adoption of the regular minutes for January 6th. Kathleen, did you have any changes? I heard you.
No.
No? Okay. Okay, is there a motion to adopt the January 6th regular meeting minutes?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, next item is adoption and approval of the January 6th special meeting. Are there any changes?
I was absent at that meeting, so I was abstaining from, which I apologize to the commission for that.
Okay, I'm not sure if you can abstain because then we don't have a quorum.
No, actually I read a school of government article on that. You can vote to approve the minutes.
Okay.
If you weren't at the meeting.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
I can do that.
Although there would be a correction then because it has Ken Richardson as president.
Okay. So with that correction that Ken was not present for that meeting, is there a motion to approve the special meeting January 6th?
I can fix that.
Okay.
Yep. Motion moved. Yep.
Second? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Next item is public comments. I know we have one person online. If whoever that is, if this is the appropriate time to make a comment, press star 6 to unmute yourself and introduce yourself. Okay, well, I guess we have observers rather than commenters tonight, so.
Hey, Dave Rosenbaum, and I own a home in the historic area, and just became aware of this committee, so I thought I would sit in on the meeting so I could better understand it.
Sure, okay, thank you. Again, so you have a home in the historic district?
I do.
Okay, what I would...
Mine is not a historic building.
What is your name and address? And it's kind of garbled here, so if you could speak slowly, we'd appreciate that.
Hold the phone away.
Yeah, hold the phone away from your...
My name is Sam Keith, and I live at 129... South 3rd. I'm directly behind the moraine.
Okay. What I would suggest, this committee and commission has been in place probably for about 1 year. We've been meeting regularly on monthly. They've been advertised. We've held special meetings, public hearings, joint commission meetings with the town council. What I would recommend is that if you're interested, we record all our meetings because these are public meetings. So if you are interested, we did a really good survey of everything. I think we had two meetings. We had a joint council meeting on January 27th. Is that right?
28th.
We had a joint council meeting. Joint meeting with council going through everything on January 28th, and that was recorded. It was probably about a two-hour meeting. I would strongly recommend to get up to date that you might want to listen to that particular recording. We also had a much lengthier meeting. I'm sorry.
How would I access those recorded?
They're on the town website.
Okay, they are on the town website.
Under minutes and agenda.
Under minutes and agenda. So if you go to the town website.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and that's gonna bring you completely up to date to where we're at right now. And again, you can listen to this. There will be a presentation to the town council for their February meeting, where the town council will then act on things and probably put that to public hearing. So there's still time to get public comment as well as to bring yourself up to date.
Okay.
And again, certainly listen to what's going to go on tonight too, because we're going to talk about what came out of our joint meeting with the town council. Okay, so, great. So anyway, we're on agenda item number 5, which is old business. Again, as an update, we did have a joint meeting attended by, I think, 3 members of the Historic Preservation Commission with the town council on January 28th. What we did is we went through the proposed design guidelines. We got a lot of good feedback from the town council, and we had a very good discussion. And what we will be doing is talking about the design guidelines. And for the benefit of the person or the people that are online, if the historic district, and again, we're not going to call it the historic district. We'll come to that item later on tonight. But it's not really it's technically and legally a historic district, but it's really more of a downtown preservation district is how we're going to call it. But it does have certain design standards, and the design standards are very, very flexible, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So I'm going to turn this over, if it's okay with the commission, to Mr. Eldridge, because he has been working hard putting together these revised design guidelines.
Thank you, Chairman. We've been through these so many times. My intent tonight, which you all can modify, was simply to go through the additional changes that came out of the joint workshop with council. And the chairman already alluded to the first one. On the cover page, you'll see that we dropped the word historic, and we're just going with preservation. There are several reasons for this, the main one being, both for this commission, I think for council, perhaps the public at large, historic district had some connotations that really that lent themselves to misapprehending what we're trying to do with our open-ended design standards and text amendments. And I think we can clear up some of that confusion and misapprehension by simply dropping the word historic. Modification the chairman suggested several months ago, it took me a while to catch up with him, but I totally agree. You'll see that also on your agenda, page 9 of 14, page 2, the design standards. You'll see the only change on that page is the first sentence at the top, again, where we dropped historic. If you turn the page, the second line up from the very bottom of page 3 of the standards, page 10 of the agenda, we shortened the time within which these concern appeals for background. If you have minor work, if the preservation district gets established and the design standards remain as they are, then by statute and by ordinance, any change to any exterior feature in the preservation district requires approval. If there's no change that's going to be made to exterior features such as repairs and maintenance, as long as it doesn't result in any changes, there's no approval needed. For the change, if you're going to make a change, then you need approvals, and we've carved out of that approval process a streamlined administrative approach for minor work. Minor work is basically work that does not result in any significant changes to the exterior features, albeit changes nonetheless. That administrative procedure is outlined on page 3 of the design standards under 3.2 minor work accepted. I mention all that because if the administrative approval is denied, then the applicant can take that, can appeal that decision to this commission. And the concern in the joint work session where the number was originally 30 days was that was too long with respect to the applicant wanting to do that work, so we shortened that to 10 calendar days. The next change is on page 5 of the standards, page 12 of the agenda, again in red. And the only change on that page. Again, some concern that, well, the concern...
If I could just interrupt here very quickly. I remember we had a discussion about some of the issues on page 4. I believe, Kathleen, you noticed something, and I thought we were going to take out one of those. Like J, alteration, restoration, or erection of the shutters or blinds which are original to the building or
right.
Identical.
When I read that during the meeting, I had one reading, but that reading that we entertained during the joint workshop was incorrect. Here's how you should read that. It's not J, it's I.
That's right, I, okay.
Minor work consists or includes alteration, restoration, or erection of shutters or blinds which are original to the building or identical thereto. It's not saying that you're going to alter, restore, or erect with original or identical materials. It's if you're going to alter, restore, or erect shutters and blinds that were once original to the building. In other words, if you're going to take down what's there and put something else in its place, a different type of shutter or a different type of material, that's the way you read that.
But on top of that, though, I have my notes from that meeting, and I marked off the ones that we were going to take out of that list. A painting, that was coming out, I thought.
I don't recall that.
I don't remember paintings. I remember we talking about I, but I see what you're saying right now is that it's the way that you read that. Where I was reading it where the alteration, restoration, or erection with shutters, which are would be comparable or original, but what you're saying is that you're going to change them from the original.
Or change them from the identical to the original. You're right. This operates if you're changing the original or if you're changing shutters that were identical to the original.
To something else.
To something else.
Can you put a word in there to make that clear? Say alteration, restoration, or erection of shutters or blinds, which are different from the original. I think that would clear up my confusion there.
Commissioner Zielinski, did you have some other notes that reflected deletions? Because that's the only one that I...
No, all the other ones that I have marked, you have taken out.
Okay. All right, so page 5 then, I'm sorry.
Page 5, again, the statute, the underlying statute says that the paragraph in question is concerned with HPC granting or denying a COA in the course of a quasi-judicial hearing. The statute, surprisingly, leaves it open as to when HPC has to make that decision. It simply says HPC needs to make that decision within a reasonable time. I share the concerns expressed during the joint work session that was rather open-ended for someone that wanted to do the work on their building or structure. So we make it clear here that the decision to grant or deny a COA shall be made in open session during the meeting in which the application is considered. So there's no possibility of that of that decision being made later on.
No, I believe that was Commissioner Hegler's concern, is that he wanted to make sure. I think we were all assuming that, but I believe he wanted to make it specific that the decision will be made at that particular meeting.
That was my understanding as well. And then the last change is on page 6, page 13 of your agenda. Again, these were remarks made by counsel. So we've included an express provision that nothing in these standards shall be interpreted or construed as preventing or restricting the authority to erect a building or buildings to a height of 35 feet above ground level in accordance with the session law. For you all that may not realize it, and I thank John Batson for telling me, I always assumed the 35 feet height maximum was pursuant to code, but it's actually pursuant to the North Carolina General Legislature.
Right, that was put in.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I believe there's only two towns in North Carolina that have that.
It's pretty limited.
Yeah.
So that was, the consensus was to make an express provision for that. And those are all the only changes that I've made pursuant to that workshop. Chairman, I'll let you, well, if there's any questions or comments, why you've got me and
I think those were my major concerns that came out of the workshop, and I'll turn it over to the other commission members if you have anything.
Good workshop too.
Are you okay?
Great. Yep.
What do we do? I mean, we don't pass this technically forward to the town council. What's our proper?
I vote to approve these with the change that you noted, because again, by statute, it's this commission that promulgates these standards. So let's go ahead and have an action item on that by majority vote.
Okay. Well, I'll make that motion to approve these changes as discussed and presented.
Second.
Okay, is there any further discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Okay. I will say this, that part of council's, when council, assuming that PZC later on tonight approves the text amendments establishing the preservation district, then the design standards along with those proposed text amendments will be included in council's agenda packet for that matter.
Right.
So they'll get the...
And actually,
in addition to that, when I finished them after the joint work session, I asked Mandy to forward them, the design standards, to each council member, and that was done, and I've not received any comments.
Okay. And I'll certainly bring that up when I present it during the council meeting. All right. In terms of new business, I do have to say, and I think everybody was there, that it was my memory, and I presented this to the town council, that even though this is not technically a temporary historic district commission, that the original idea of the historic district being made up of the P&Z members was to get us to this particular point. And that the council may decide if they want, and certainly we can all present our recommendations, that the historic district could still maintain the same membership, or it may want to be different and include members of the council and the public and all these sort of things, which would be my personal recommendation. You know, maybe two members from the P&Z and two members from council and 1 to 3 members maybe of residents who live in the historic district as actually members of the historic or the Historic Preservation Commission. So I just want to mention that I did mention that to the council, and you know they obviously have to act upon that, because right now we are still the Historic Preservation Commission until that's changed by the council.
Well, just the point, do we want to, since they took historic out of the standards, do we want to take historic out of the...
My understanding is we cannot, because that is mandated by
statute.
That we still have to be a Historic Preservation Commission, even though we're managing, so to speak, and putting out COAs on a historic or a preservation district. All right. Is there any other new business by commission members?
No. By this vote, we have now adopted. This is officially.
Well, it still all has to be approved everything has to be approved by the town council.
But our work is done.
Our work is done on the design guidelines, and then unless the town council says to do additional work.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
It's been seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. For anybody online, I'm just going to suggest that we are going to have a Planning and Zoning Commission meeting that is going to start in 6 minutes. At 6:30, and we will continue our discussion of the historic or the preservation district during that particular. But it has to. We'll deal with some other issues there. So if you want to stick around for the P&Z meeting, that would be fine.